I have one hand in his, the other holding a bottle of wine as we sit in the back of the taxi. It's starting to get dark outside, but the early evening air is warm and inviting. We're on our way to my friend Steven's new apartment for a small dinner party. And I'm looking forward to a night of great food and great company. And of course, having Jay there with me. I smile to myself and he notices.
Excited, babe?
He flashes me a cheeky smile and I can't help but grin back at him. We've been laughing and joking together all evening as we prepared for our night out. It's how we spend a lot of our time together. Laughing, joking, teasing each other. I've never had a relationship quite like this one. He leans over and squeezes my knee, despite knowing how ticklish I am there.
Huh? Excited?
I bat his hand away, but he takes me by surprise as he puts his mouth to my ear and kisses it softly. And just like that, I melt into him. I love being with him. He has an adventurous side, which makes me want to be a little adventurous too. The sex, of course, has been great. Really great. Like, beyond my wildest dreams great. We've been together for almost 6 months now, and he's still surprising me. I lean over to kiss him as the taxi comes to a stop in front of Steven's apartment building. His fingers thread through my hair as he kisses me softly. He's such a good kisser. How do I look?
I think the only way you could look more stunning in that dress is if you were wearing it.
I bat him playfully on the arm before he says anything else that might make me blush, and we make our way into the building. Steven's apartment is on the ground floor of this gorgeous new apartment building located in the center of the city. We are fashionably late, but I know he won't mind. He's always teasing me about my terrible timing.
Hey, there you are. Come in, come in.
Ooh, more wine. Just in time.
Steven, this place is amazing.
Everyone else has already arrived, and they're all milling about with glasses of wine in hand. The apartment is stunning, but I wouldn't expect any less from Steven. He's always had impeccable taste. Not to mention, his new analyst job at that accounting firm downtown must be paying him quite handsomely. We drift between conversations, catching up with old friends and introducing ourselves to new ones. Jay stands so close to me that I can feel the warmth of his body and the smell of cedar and oak from his aftershave. I turn towards him and whisper into the crook of his neck. You smell amazing.
Yeah, I remember that you liked this aftershave from the first time that way.
His hand slides gently across my lower back, and a wave of desire floods through me. We speak with a few of the other guests, but I'm finding it so hard to concentrate while his fingers tease my skin, exposed by the backless dress I'm wearing. He traces small patterns across my skin, and my body responds immediately to his touch. His fingers gently rise up and down my spine. I shiver and try to relish this feeling. I love when he teases me. I turn to whisper in his ear, but before I can, Steven is encouraging us all to sit down at the table to eat.
Hey everyone, dinner's served. Sit down. Eat.
Jay sits opposite me, chatting to our friends and occasionally shooting a knowing smile over at me. Naturally, he's making everyone around him laugh. Most people aren't surprised when they hear he's a comedy writer. I'm trying to concentrate on the conversation around me, but to be honest, I'm thinking about his aftershave. And how he smelled the first time he made love to me. I'm replaying it in my head now. I'm thinking about his fingers on my back and how I'd like them in lots of other places on my body. I imagine them trailing up my thighs. I should really concentrate on what's going on, but I can't help it. Damn, I really want to touch myself. I want him to touch me. I glance at him as I pour myself a second glass of wine. I catch his eye and bite my lip suggestively. I want him to know that I'm thinking about him. I wonder if he can tell how badly I want him. Everyone else is too engrossed in conversation to notice us eye-fucking each other from across the table. I know it's risky, but I run my fingers slowly through my hair and let them trail down my neck, down over my breasts. He's watching me like a hawk now, taking occasional sips from his glass and pretending to pay attention to a conversation nearby. He knows what I'm thinking, doesn't he? He's always so good at reading me. I can tell by the way his teeth bite down on his lower lip and how he glances over at me and then quickly looks away. I take out my phone and type in a message. I can't wait for you to fuck me as soon as we get home. He reaches into his pocket and takes out his phone. I watch as he glances at the message and quickly puts the phone face down onto the table before anyone else sees. He tries and fails to suppress a smile. He doesn't meet my gaze, probably because it would only turn him on even more. He lets a few moments go by before he casually picks up his phone and quickly types out a message. I think he's trying to be polite and not text at the table.
How wet are you right now?
I quickly type out a response back to him. Oh God, I'm so fucking wet. I can feel it in my panties. But I can't afford to get any more turned on while we're surrounded by so many people. I need to concentrate. I need to stop fantasizing about his cock and how badly I want it inside of me right now. A thrill of excitement rushes through me at the thought of getting fucked by him at this dinner party. He's an adventurous guy, but is he that adventurous? I've finished eating, so I collect a few plates and take them to the kitchen. Hey, babe, can you give me a hand?
Oh, yeah, sure thing.
He follows me into the kitchen, and I place the plates down in the sink. When I turn around, he's standing just inches away from me. My breath hitches slightly as I get another whiff of his aftershave.
So, you're feeling a bit worked up, are you?
I press my body against his and kiss him. His tongue massages mine, and I forget for a moment that we could be walked in on at any second. He wraps his arms around my waist and pulls me towards him. Oh, God, I think I can feel his hard cock pressing against my dress. He buries his face into my neck and my whole body floods with heat.
Well done on keeping quiet.
His hands reach into my hair and pull it away from my ear. He nibbles on my earlobe, and my knees nearly buckle beneath me. Tell them you're going for a smoke. I'll meet you in the bathroom. Evidently, he likes that idea, because he suddenly pulls away from me and makes his way back into the dining room. I tiptoe down the hall to the bathroom and wait impatiently for him. By the time he joins me in the small, pink-tiled room, I'm desperate for him. I don't know what I want him to do to me first. All I know is that I need his hands and his mouth all over me. I want you so fucking badly right now.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too hot for most platforms. To listen to the full story, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your account today. As a free user, you can listen to a selection of full-length free stories every month. And if you upgrade to premium, you instantly unlock hundreds of stories and guides. What are you waiting for? Go sign up now.